You're listening to IdolRadioShow.com.
With your amazing host, Daryl.
Idol Radio Show with Daryl. Sit back and relax and enjoy, 'cause we know you will.
Idol Radio Show. Flash back.
Welcome back to the most listened to radio program on the internet, the Idol Radio Show. It's that time again.
Imagine that. News with Omar on IdolRadioShow.com.
Omar, welcome to the Idol Radio Show. Welcome back, sir.
How are you doing, Daryl?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. How's everything in your world?
Everything in my world is decent. I still am not happy with the fact that Jennifer seems to melt when she says your name in particular, but you seem to be completely unaware that this reality or phenomenon exists, so I won't argue with you
because
about it today.
I don't see it.
Well, are you blind, or are you just not... Are you normally a person who can't admit things?
I can admit, but I'm just checking to see how... You can pick up from Jennifer's voice that she... Yeah, I don't believe it.
I think anybody would be able to pick that up. Anybody. The way she said your name, it was completely different than the way she said Daryl. She said Daryl like whatever, him. Who was he again? That was like basically it seemed to be the reference. But when she got to Omar...
No. You're making that up again.
All right. You have some news for us today?
I do. Do you know that there are some people who smoke marijuana and it's been prescribed by doctors, and when they call it legally, what's the official term that they call it? Medical marijuana. That's the term that they use
right.
For people who smoke marijuana. It's prescribed by a doctor. Now, recently in San Francisco, there was this guy who was, you know, he was required to take a mandatory drug test by his company, and they realized that he was smoking marijuana.
Right.
Now, he showed proof that it was prescribed by a doctor. He just wasn't just smoking just because, and they still fired him. And they said, and the court in San Francisco said that employers can still fire workers who are using medical marijuana, even if it was legally prescribed, because, and that's just the California Supreme Court, that they ruled that. So I was trying to figure out, what's your take on people who, if it's a medical prescribed drug, and yet you're saying, well, you're going to fire me because I have to take this to live. So do you think that's a kind of contrary, really? I mean, I guess it's important to know that some states do recognize it. And still, you know, they don't really...
That seems
as a law that you can't be fired.
That seems utterly ridiculous
California,
to me.
You don't.
That seems utterly ridiculous to me. I don't know. Me personally, I'm not for. I don't smoke, but I'm not for people getting fired, even if they. I think it should even be illegal. Personally, that's just my personal take on it. And illegal or not, I would not ever participate. But I don't think that it should be illegal. But that raises the question for me: is if you have a medical marijuana prescription, do you think it's difficult to fill that? Like, does all pharmacy have marijuana on hand?
I don't think so, actually. And I need to figure out how. I would be curious to see how they get
that. Well, let's call a pharmacy right quick and see. The phone line is busy. I want to call a pharmacy and just find out whether or just ask, you know, just briefly, whether or not I have a medical marijuana prescription, how long would it take to get this filled? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just real curious about that. Because
that would be interesting.
With you asking the question,
I don't know.
They might have it there.
I wonder, is it something that they get to go to the pharmacy for, or is it something that's delivered to them? Because I don't believe that it's something that they would actually go. I don't think every Walgreens or
CVS.
Well,
let's find out. Oh, here's a pharmacy right near me. There's no pharmacy over there. Do you think I can just like write my own prescription and go get it? How many times do you think they double check?
That's one of the reasons why I don't think it goes to a pharmacy, because then you would hear more instances of people having fake prescriptions. So I think there has to be some twist to that. Something that we don't know, that you know, maybe it's being mailed to them. I don't even know if it'll be mailed, but they're getting it some kind of way.
Yeah, they got to get it. Exactly.
Hello, pharmacy.
Hi, can you tell me whether or not you guys fill medical marijuana prescriptions there?
Do we what?
Do you fill medical marijuana prescriptions?
Hold on.
Thanks.
Hello, pharmacy. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm wondering whether or not your pharmacy fills medical marijuana prescriptions.
Well, no, we don't fill that.
Okay. Do you have any idea where I could go?
I don't know. Yeah, I know you might try Walgreens, but see, we are a small pharmacy. We don't fill medical marijuana.
They have marijuana at Walgreens?
I said you can try it. You asked me, do I have an idea? I don't know if they do.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. I don't feel it.
I appreciate it.
But you can check Walgreens or check CVX.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
All right.
I think, Omar, that he was upset with just the question.
Yes, he was.
I think that I annoyed him.
I heard the anger in his voice.
I just wanted to know. He's sending me to Walmart. That's throwing business away. I think that would be a wonderful business to be in, to sell marijuana. Legally.
This is true.
So I don't think, Omar, to answer your initial question, I don't think that the people should be fired. I don't think that they should be. They got a freaking. That's crazy to me. I mean, but if it's the law, then I guess there's no way around it. But I'm thoroughly against that. I want to go on record as saying that. I'm against smoking it, too. But hell, I don't think it should be illegal.